The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Each year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to festival custom. After they had completed its days, as they were returning, the boy Jesus remained behind in the temple. But his parents did not know it. Thinking that he was in the caravan, they journeyed for a day and looked for him among their relatives and acquaintances. But not finding him, they returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astounded at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why are you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them, and his mother kept all these things in her heart. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Many years ago, I heard a story about a school teacher, and she noticed that one of the children in the classroom was in under the desk, in under his table and chair, looking for something. And it was very disturbing to the rest of the students. He kept looking around and looking under his bag and looking under books and under the desk. And a teacher said, "What's wrong?" And he said, "I'm after losing my pencil." And the teacher said, "Where did you lose it?" He said, "I think I lost it at home." "And if you lost it at home, why are you looking for it here?" And the little boy said, "Well, there's better light here." Today we have Jesus in the temple. There's echoes of how his life would end as he's 3 days in this tomb of wisdom before he is found by his parents. Jesus is speaking to the scribes and Pharisees, and they're astonished by his knowledge. Jesus isn't just answering questions, but he is asking questions. It's said that throughout the gospel, Jesus gave some answers, not a huge amount of answers, but he asked over 300 questions. Questions like, "Who do you say that I am? What should a disciple do?" Many questions Jesus asked, but he asks us to pause and to reflect and to search for the answers for ourselves. Perhaps conventional wisdom tells us that it's all about having the correct answer, the proper answer, the best answer. Maybe what recent days have taught us that it's not even about having the proper answer, the best answer, the correct answer. It's about asking the proper question. Sometimes it's not always about the answer that we think is right, but are we asking the right question? Today, around our country and around our world, the question has been asked, have we treasured black lives? In the community in which we live, do black lives matter? How is our care for the vulnerable, the weak, those in need, those who were in any way different? Are they left to the margins? Are they left aside? Are they judged as lesser? Today, maybe we've realized we don't have all the answers, but maybe we're beginning to ask the proper question. Today, Jesus was in the temple with the scribes and Pharisees, not just answering, but asking questions. Mary, of course, in her questions of Jesus, were not questions of anger. She asked, "Why have you done this to us?" And later, she pondered these things in her heart. Lord, help us to be a people of reflection. Help us to search for better answers. Help us always to do things as you would want them done. Help us to be your people as we ask the intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary.